Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an incredible sex life. You can submit questions for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses. These online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery. So there's something for everyone. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a very hot, very sexy position that a reader wrote in about. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the questions submitted by a listener.
She writes, "Hey Pleasure Mechanics, my boyfriend found your show and we've been listening every chance we get. It has opened up some really amazing conversations, so we both want to thank you. Recently, after listening to a totally unrelated episode, he blurted out, 'How do you feel about face sitting?' My reaction was to laugh, but then I got intrigued. I asked him what exactly he meant, and he explained it has always been a huge fantasy of his to have a woman sit on his face while he gives oral sex, and he wondered if I would try it. I enjoy receiving oral, but have never tried this position. I'm open to it, and his birthday is coming up, so any tips to make this really hot for him? Thanks again, Yvonne."
First of all, awesome that you guys are listening to the podcast together. We're hearing from a lot of couples, actually, who are listening to the podcast together in the car as they do chores and then talking about sex. And this is fantastic news. We love it. It's exactly what this podcast is meant for. Fabulous.
And I love how when he suggested something that was new that you were a little confused by or intrigued by, that your follow-up question was about what exactly he meant.
Tell me more,
because I think that is really important, and that's something we try and promote here at Pleasure Mechanics, is just to find more about what somebody means before you say no immediately. Like, what aspects are turning them on about it? The more curious we can get about each other's sexuality, the more we can discover, and that can lead to so much more fabulous sex instead of having those knee-jerk reactions.
Right. This is the principle of respond rather than react. So good on you, Yvonne. All right, face sitting. I love this topic. Face sitting is also called queening. It is when a woman sits on her partner's face, male or female partner. She sits on her partner's face while they give oral sex. And this is actually a really common fantasy, and yet it is a very challenging position for a lot of women to try. So we're going to dive in and talk about why it's hot for the person giving oral sex, and then give some suggestions for how women can get more comfortable assuming the throne for queening, for face sitting.
Great. So this is an incredibly common fantasy, as Chris was saying, for fairly obvious reasons, I think. You have a gorgeous pussy in your face.
Well, I don't know if it's obvious, because a lot of people assume that men don't like giving oral sex, and this comes from the assumption that pussies are gross and that men aren't really into it. But the truth is, a lot of men love pussy, they love vulvas, they love being between a woman's thighs, and so, right, having a beautiful vulva pussy right on top of your face is super hot for a lot of people.
Right, I guess people think that men just want to have penetrative intercourse and get their rocks off. Like, that is a cultural idea about men's sexuality. And we know here at Pleasure Mechanics that that is just bullshit. Sure, men like that, but most men's highest pleasure is to give women pleasure. And we hear this again and again and again and again, and we need women to understand that that is a central part of men's turn on, that them receiving pleasure is one of the greatest joys.
And again, you're saying men, but really we're talking about all partners, all lovers of women.
Right.
I quite enjoy having someone on my face as well. Sorry about it. All right. Sorry, not sorry. So the first pleasure is, yes, having this beautiful pussy right all over your face. A lot of guys like the feeling of being smothered in pussy, like this feeling of being kind of engulfed engulfed and having it just all over their face and the weight of the woman on top of them. And then I think a big part of the fantasy for men is for a woman to do this, for a woman to assume the position, they have to be in charge of their own pleasure and they have to be really in the moment receiving pleasure. And this idea of women being excited about sex and being really active instead of kind of just lying back and being passive, I think adds a lot to the fantasy. Being on top is an inherently active position, and there's something about a woman being in charge of her pleasure, being enthusiastic about sex, that is a huge turn on for most guys and other lovers of women. So those are some of the elements that go into this fantasy that is quite common, that we hear a lot of requests for. And we need to then understand how those same elements of being in charge of your own pleasure, engulfing someone in your pussy, being so exposed, are the exact things that make it vulnerable and challenging for the woman to climb on top and assume the throne.
Right, one has to get over the concerns that one's pussy is not sanitary, smells funny, doesn't look right. All of these very common concerns that women have. You have to overcome that and believe that you are worthy of receiving pleasure, that your pussy is a privilege for a lover to have their face in, and that your scent is delightful and delicious.
Right, if it's vulnerable to just spread your legs and have someone's face in between your thighs, it's extra vulnerable to sit on that face and smother someone and rub your juices everywhere. And yeah, it's kind of oral sex taken to the next level in a lot of ways.
Extreme oral sex. But there's power in that, and I think that taking it on as an exploration of owning your right to pleasure.
Well, I think the key word there is power, right? Being on top is a powerful act, and that's true for intercourse, and it's especially true for oral sex, because you then become somewhat in control of the action. Your partner is going to be pleasing you with their tongue and their mouth, but you get to be a very powerful presence in your pleasure. A powerful presence in your pleasure, meaning that you can tease your lover. You can start riding their face. You start realizing how turned on they are by your beautiful, amazing pussy, and you start feeling that surge of powerful confidence, and that can become a real turn on for you as the woman, because all of a sudden, like, your pussy is the star of the event. Your lover's getting super aroused being so up close to it, and that is the key to enjoying this position, is being fully confident. You can't hold back. You need to be the queen. And I think that's awesome that the alternative name for face sitting is queening, because that's really what you become. You become the queen sitting on the throne of your lover's face and getting your pussy just lavished with pleasure.
Worshipped, if you will.
Worshipped.
Some of the ways to make it more comfortable as the receiver are to have a wall nearby that you can lean against. Because one of the challenges with this position is getting comfortable, is being able to move around. The fun of it is being able to move up and down and tease and...
Right, and it's not as hard as riding a cock, which, being on top when you're riding a cock, like, you have to really get that thrusting motion and up and down. When you're sitting on someone's face, you can really kind of more relax. You can move up and down, but you don't have to get that thrusting with this hard object and, like, get the hole right every time. It's a little bit more fluid and fun to move your hips, because again, you're not worrying about keeping that penis in the hole. So it's not as precise, but it still requires that kind of straddling position. You can be on your knees or on your feet in more of a squat, but being on your knees and leaning up against the wall or the headboard definitely takes some pressure off and gives you some extra support. And that face forward position, where you're sitting and you're facing your lover's head, is great because you can look down and make eye contact. So you can kind of pull your pussy away and look down and smile, and you have that eye contact going, and that can be very hot. Or you can flip around and be facing towards your lover's genitals instead, and that gives you access to their cock or their pussy, and you can fall forward and make it more of a 69 exchange. But I think as you're exploring this, make it all about you. The 69 position can be fun for some people, but ignore that for the first few times and just let it be all about you. But if you want to tease his cock or their pussy, you can turn around and face the other way. And if you want to include analingus in face sitting, which is a whole nother episode perhaps, facing away gives them better access to your ass. But let's go back to the pussy.
I think we need to add in there that if you can't go back and forth with your tongue from the ass to the pussy, you need to do one or the other.
And then the other. Right. So and then pussy be done. And then ass, don't go back and forth.
Right.
A good little sidebar analingus tip for you.
Yeah, safety first.
And you want your ass to be super clean so you don't give your lover parasites. Okay, analingus, maybe we'll do an episode on it. Let us know if you want to learn more.
Yeah, that's a bigger subject.
But let their tongue and their mouth be all over your pussy, and then start thinking about what erotic energy you want to overlay on this experience. And we've talked about erotic energy before. There's a huge exploration of it in the Kinky Sex Mastery class. But a little quick thing on it, erotic energy is that overlay of intention and energy that comes with any sex act. So a kiss can be tender and sweet or rough and dominating. The difference is the erotic energy you bring to it. And so when it comes to face sitting, there are a few different ways you can take it.
One can be with a commanding, dominant kind of energy where you can sort of lift off and then dip down again, and the energy of sort of, do you want this, making him beg a little. Or you can make it really sensual and nurturing and...
Yes, like you are offering him the sweetest, tenderest flesh, and you're doing it really lovingly, and you can stroke his face and look down and smile at him, and you're giving him the gift of suckling on your clitoris.
The sweet nectar.
Yes. And there can be a lot of other options, but those are kind of two obvious ones. So either take charge and be really dominant, or be very sensual and romantic and very kind of nurturing with it. And you can explore both and see what turns you on more. And again, the difference there, same sex act, different erotic energies, different sexual experiences. And so if you're planning a birthday surprise, for example, if you want to be more dominant, you can be like, go to bed, strip, lie down and wait for me. And then you make your appearance, you enter the room, you take off your clothes to reveal beautiful lingerie, you assume the position and you squat on his face. And it's all about you taking control of the erotic experience. He's much more passive versus having him lie down. You give him a sensual massage. You tenderly kiss. And then you work your way up. You get to orchestrate this erotic experience. And again, being in control of that can be really sexy for both of you. You taking control, thinking ahead of time, and mapping out what kind of erotic experience you want to give him gives you the opportunity to become an erotic artist. You get to plan the arc of events. You get to plan, how does this erotic experience fit into the rest of the evening? How am I going to create a beautiful beginning, lead up to this face-sitting experience? What happens at the end? And by doing that, you get to figure out what you want and what you want to give. And that can be really fun for you. And this is one of the things we're going to really encourage you over time to do, is plan your date nights, plan your sex. And that doesn't mean Tuesday at 8 o'clock we're doing intercourse. It means thinking ahead of time of kind of arcs of events and making your sex life more of a experience, like you would plan a birthday party. You kind of think about, do I want like a little soiree with cocktails and I'm gonna play some awesome jazz music, or do I want a bowling pizza party? Like, those are two really different experiences, but you plan ahead of time to create the experience you want. Go ahead.
I just did just the tip on this week.
Huh.
The myth of spontaneous sex.
There you go. So check our archives on pleasuremechanics.com. And that was an Esther Perel one, right?
Yes. We're just talking about that.
Awesome. So check out what Charlotte and Esther have to say about spontaneous sex. Because I think this idea is like, it's just going to happen and you're just like in the moment, is a real myth that really damages our sex life. Just like a birthday party doesn't spontaneously happen and your friends arrive. Great sex doesn't just happen.
Right.
All right. So the other thing I want to talk about is that you might find it harder to orgasm when you're on top. Orgasm requires the body to be pretty relaxed to allow that pleasure and arousal to build. And when you're on top, you have to use your muscles to stay on top and you can get kind of tense. And so enjoy it. But if you're finding it hard to climax, change positions. Roll over and command him to get between your legs and finish you off that way. So you don't have to bring it to a climax in this position, especially the first few times you try it. It might feel really good. It might be even overwhelmingly pleasurable. And you might want to finish in a way that is known to you, that is a sure thing, an easier position for you to climax. So don't feel afraid to change the position to get to orgasm,
if that's something that you want to have as part of your sexual experience. But certainly when you're on top, feel free to really move around and find the right position that feels good.
Yeah.
Because you can really direct where his tongue is going or her tongue is going. And that's really important, because in that position, they can be accessing things that don't feel that great, or you can make sure that they get the spot. So you got to really adjust and move. And that's part of the pleasure for both of you. Right. And that's part of directing the experience is making sure that you're getting taken care of in the way that you want to be taken care of.
Right. And you get that pleasure to move. They get the pleasure of feeling you move on top of them and feeling your pleasure build. It can become a very positive thing for both of you. Some people like having their partner stick out their tongue and kind of ride it. Other people grind into the face. Find your style. And this is really all about giving yourself radical permission and believing your pussy is the most beautiful, delicious, tasty thing on earth, and riding your lover's face without holding back. If you can get to that place, this can become a super hot, super fun sex position. And we're going to acknowledge that that can be challenging for a lot of women. Do it anyway. Feel the vulnerability. Feel the emotional challenge of it. And let yourself kind of cascade into the waterfall of pleasure. It's kind of like that. This is scary. This feels awkward. But oh my God, it feels good. And then you can let yourself surrender into it, especially if you see that your partner is really aroused, especially if they've requested it. Hello, like, you know they want it. Let yourself go into it and see how good it can feel. One other thing you can do is have your partner use their hands and mouth on you at the same time while you're face sitting. And how you do this is the partner basically puts their hand on their chin and uses their fingers to stimulate around your entrance or just the G-spot area, and they can kind of integrate their hands that way. And if you really want to go wild, they do make dildos that strap onto the chin. Just saying, it's an option. And they make queening chairs where it's a little toilet seat kind of thing on a little stand, and the partner can lie under it, and then you can just sit on their throne and have them move their face around you. So there are accessories for face sitting, and that just shows how much people get into this. For some people, it's their ultimate high. But those are just a few suggestions to accessorize your face sitting session. But for most people, the tongue and the mouth is more than enough stimulation.
That's awesome. So many options. There's so many options for your sex life, people.
Isn't it true?
It's amazing. What do you want to explore?
Any closing thoughts, my dear?
And this piece of really believing that your pussy is worth worshipping and that somebody can spend time tending to you. This is a lifelong process in this culture where we've been taught all sorts of opposite things. And we've talked about this in other podcasts. I won't go deep into that right now, but you don't have to believe that to your core yet, but take on perhaps exploring the idea that it is beautiful, that it is a privilege and a pleasure for somebody to spend time up in and see how that feels. You don't have to be at the ultimate state of
pussy enlightenment.
Yeah. Feeling like your pussy is beyond holy and sacred, but you can be in that journey wherever you are. Explore this and try it out and see how it feels, both physically and emotionally, because those are two really important parts of this. And just go for your pleasure. Try and move around, like really try and find what does feel most good to you. And it's an exploration. It's a question mark, and you're figuring that out.
So, dear Yvonne and all of our other listeners, we challenge you to take on face-sitting, to try it out, to see how it feels, to use it as an opportunity to worship at the altar of the vulva.
Holy, holy.
Whatever that means to you spiritually. And to really prioritize her pleasure, make it a beautiful act of recognizing her as the queen of pleasure, and see how it feels. Report back.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
We have a whole guide on oral sex for women as part of our Foreplay Mastery course. If you get into this and want to really go deep, into the skill of oral sex for women and how to use your hands to bring her ultimate pleasure, you can find that course at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off that or any of the other courses of your choice. And as always, we are here for you. If you have any questions, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, drop us a message, and we'd love to hear from you. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.